In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. I will build you a house. Before I became king of Israel, I was at war with Saul, the king who had come before me. The Creator had told Saul that the kingdom was no longer his, but Saul had refused to back down. I had been anointed as his replacement, as king, and so Saul wanted to destroy me, David, the competitor to his throne. But when Saul died in battle and I officially became king, I expected things to go easier. They did not. Saul's son, Ish-bosheth, wanted the throne and the kingdom for himself. The northern tribes of Israel followed Ish-bosheth, and the tribe of Judah followed me. Civil war among our people ensued. Abner, the commander of Saul's armies, and Joab, the commander of my armies, decided that the civil war could be settled by having 12 men from each side fight it out. But in that duel of 12 versus 12, all 24 men simultaneously stabbed and killed each other. There were no winners. Everyone died. Abner, the commander of Saul's army, saw the futility of all of our fighting and said, "Must the sword devour forever? Don't you realize that this will only end in pain?" But the civil war raged on. Then Ish-bosheth falsely accused his commander Abner of adultery, and that pushed Abner over the edge. Abner sent me a message and said he would work to end this civil war and bring the northern tribes of Israel under my rule. That sounded great, but I had a demand. I wanted Michal, Saul's daughter, who had been my wife but was now married to another man, to return to me and be my seventh wife. So Abner ripped Michal away from her husband, who was begging and screaming through the streets for her not to be taken, and brought her back to me. We thought Abner joining us would bring peace, but my commander, Joab, secretly hated Abner. Abner had previously killed Joab's brother in battle. So Joab took Abner aside, who had just joined us, and stabbed him in the stomach and killed him. I was furious, and I cursed Joab and his family. Then a couple of the Israelites thought I wanted the opposing king, Saul's son, Ish-bosheth, to be killed. So they turned on him, betrayed him, and cut off his head and brought it to me. I was furious again. I ordered those murderers to have their hands and feet chopped off and then to be crucified for all to see. My display of anger and grief over Abner's and Ish-bosheth's deaths won over the people of the northern tribes, and they began to follow me. We finally had some peace among the tribes of Israel. We worked together. We conquered the city of Jerusalem, which belonged to the Jebusites. I made Jerusalem my capital city of my kingdom and built myself a giant house and palace within it. My power and wealth were growing, and I took many more concubines for myself. Then we defeated the Philistines in battle, and I took their idols for myself. But I wanted the Creator's presence with me in Jerusalem. I wanted his power to back me up. I wanted him to validate this kingdom, this house that I was building for myself. So I started to move the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. But along the way, one of the men helping with the move touched the Ark of the Covenant and dropped dead. I was angry at the Creator and afraid. I did not want this dangerous Ark of the Covenant bringing death to my city, ruining what I was building. So I left the Ark with a man named Obed. But then Obed's family was blessed by the Ark's presence, and I became jealous of Obed. I wanted that blessing for myself. So I brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, and I humbled and humiliated myself as it was brought into the city. I stripped off my royal clothes, and I danced around like a fool in the streets. My wife, Michal, was embarrassed by me and began to hate me. And I said to her, "I will become even more humiliated than this." Realizing that I had been acting arrogantly and not humbly, I went to the prophet Nathan and said, "I am living in a great palace, and the Lord is living in a tent." I told him I wanted to build a house, a temple for the Creator in Jerusalem. The Creator responded, "Can you build me a house? Have I ever lived in a house? Have I ever asked for a house?" "No," I will build you a house. I will raise up your offspring and give him a kingdom that lasts forever." The Creator was not interested in me building him a house or a kingdom like I had been trying to do. The Creator was instead trying to build me and my family into a beautiful house. But I was too distracted by what I was trying to build. And the Creator said to me, "You cannot build a house for me because you have shed blood on the earth. My violent ways made it impossible for me to build anything truly godly in life. The crowds often spoke about me saying, 'Saul killed thousands, but David has killed tens of thousands.' The house and kingdom I was building was a sham. It was a house of cards built on violence and bloodshed. It was inevitable. The house and kingdom I was building was going to come crashing down. One day it would be nothing but dust. But I was easily distracted and quickly forgot the lessons I was learning. One day I saw another man's beautiful wife bathing on her rooftop, and I wanted her. So I took her for myself. This Bathsheba became pregnant, and so I sent her husband to the front lines of my battlefields to die. Then I took Bathsheba as my eighth wife. The prophet Nathan came to me and told me the story of a rich man who had countless sheep, but in his greed stole the only sheep of a poor man for himself. I was furious, angry on behalf of that poor man, and said, 'That rich man deserves to die.' Then the prophet Nathan looked at me and said, 'You are that man.' Oh, how blind and deaf I was. Everything I was doing as I tried to build this house and kingdom for myself was just like that greedy and selfish rich man in the story. I was suddenly crushed under the self-awareness of how terrible a person I truly was. Then the Creator said to me, 'The sword will never depart from your house. What you did in secret to another man will be done openly to you.'" And as always, the Creator was right. My own son Absalom then led a rebellion against me, throwing my kingdom and house into a second civil war. Everything was falling apart around me, and I had to flee my own kingdom and my own city to save myself from my own son. While I was on the run, a man named Shimei began throwing stones at me and shouting along the road, "You have destroyed yourself through your violent ways." My men wanted to kill Shimei to shut him up, but I said, "Leave him alone. Let him curse me. The Lord has told him to do so." And I was cursed. The civil war against my own son Absalom ended up with him dead. And then another man from the tribe of Benjamin named Sheba led another rebellion that led to a third civil war and more bloodshed. And toward the end of my life, a great plague came upon all my people because of my own disobedience and unfaithfulness. And as I saw my people dying all around me because of my own selfishness, I said to the Creator, "I am the one who has sinned and done wrong. Strike me and my family instead." I will build you a house. The Creator did answer David's prayer, and he did strike David's family. The Creator sent his son Jesus, born from the line of David, into our faithless world. And Jesus, the son of David, was struck by his own people. Where David wielded the sword, Jesus turned the other cheek. Where David killed his tens of thousands, Jesus loved tens of thousands. Where David stole the wives and women of whomever he wanted, Jesus took one wife, the church community, and stayed completely loyal to her. Where David crucified his enemies, Jesus was himself struck and crucified. It is through Jesus that the Creator has fulfilled his promise to David. I will build you a house. Through Jesus' self-sacrificial love, the Creator has built the house and kingdom of the church. Through Jesus, you and I have been made into living stones within this house that the Creator is building. I will build you a house. David thought he was doing the Creator's work, convinced of it. But David was blind. David hated injustice, but failed to see that he was the one committing injustice with all that he was building. The prophet had to stare David down and say, "You are that man." And the prophet stares us down today and says the same, "You are that man." You are called to repent today. And stop building a house and kingdom for yourself. Instead, let the Creator build you a house. Let him place you as a living stone in his kingdom of the church. The problem isn't those around you. You are that man. But the Creator has made a promise through Jesus to never give up on you. He will tear down the house and kingdom that you're building for yourself. And then he will say to you again, "I will build you a house." Amen.